CFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Peter King. The clock is ticking on the 2 weeks that President Trump says might decide whether he gets the U.S. involved in Israel's war to destroy Iran's nuclear program. CBS News White House correspondent Willie James Inman says one new development may show Trump is prepared for it.
B-2 bombers departed Whiteman Air Force Base in Missouri on Saturday en route to Guam, according to multiple U.S. officials. The stealth bombers are the only jets capable of carrying a massive bunker-busting bomb that could be used to strike Iran's Fordow underground nuclear facility. The movement of the jets does not confirm any decision has been made by the president. Mr. Trump is expected to meet with his national security team at the White House.
And he's headed back there now for that meeting. The BBC's David Harper says publicly, Iran's leader is digging in.
Iran's president, Masoud Pezeshkian, has insisted his country will never agree to stop all nuclear activities as Israel continues to strike targets nationwide. But he said Iran was ready to cooperate with others on its civilian nuclear energy program.
Heat advisories are up in more places than we have time to say, with many headed into the triple digits during the first summer weekend. CBS New York's Ali Bauman.
The heat wave comes after widespread severe storms over the last few days, including a tornado in Clarksville, Missouri, flooding in Macomb County, Michigan, and heavy rain up and down the East Coast. 15-year-old Yassine Khalifa survived a lightning strike Thursday in New York City's Central Park.
I can see, but I can't talk. I can't move. So I'm just kind of locked in my body for a second until I get into the ambulance, and I feel everyone trying to shake me.
Columbia University student and pro-Palestinian activist Mahmoud Khalil is back with his family after being held by ICE for months at Louisiana Detention Center. His release came after a judge ruled that he is not a danger to the country. New York Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez was among the supporters greeting him at Newark Liberty Airport.
We wish for Mahmoud and his family to be able to enjoy some peace after an incredibly difficult 104 days, but we also have a path ahead of us. This is not over, and we will have to continue to support this case.
Immigration protests have quieted down in Los Angeles, but the National Guard is still there, and Mayor Karen Bass tells community leaders she's not sure what's ahead.
We are entering a period of uncertainty that's a little scary. Not a little scary, it's very scary, because we don't really know where this is going, how long this will last. We have thousands of federalized National Guards, U.S. Marines here for God knows what, because everything is going along okay in the city.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
You're listening to Maxine Radio. My name is Jane, and I'd love to get into this double dip with the People Brothers Band, who just won the Artist of the Year at the MAMA Awards. We're going to be listening to a lot of other MAMA Awards winners. We're going to have some stuff from Atwood Fest, too. But first things first, the People Brothers Band.
I'm the man. it's to the point. There are no rules except you annoy me, the messenger. See, I can teach you things that you never knew, but don't worry, babe, you can teach me too. I'm the messenger. And make love to your baby all night long. I'm the messenger. Step two. I show you how it feels to be treated like royalty. This is for real. I'm the messenger. Now forget the step is and we'll just ride. Loving on you forever. We got nothing but time. I'm the messenger.
Maxinc Radio, radio for the people.
Think it's time to wise up, take a step in the right direction. Try and imagine a world where the music we hear had never fallen on blind eyes, we lips or deaf ears. If never a song was a song due to lack of communication, what if all of the instruments took to their own and forget about lyrics, they don't get along. It's one for one, not for all. I can hardly stand the thought at all. Some love for yourself and just pass it along. Tell me what could be better. We're all in it together. Take the key from the music you feel in your heart. We got some work to do, but this is sure a good start. How much better would this world be? Such beautiful harmony. If you live your life like a song.
child, a stone drawing near, but it's a song that can take me back and keeps my soul feeding. And I just don't know where I would be without music today, but the love once forbid on my mom and daddy, this love in my heart, and share it with the world. Just listen as my heart beats to the drum beat. When the bass kicks in, bring those keys again. Feel the guitars play as you drift away. Hear the sax cry, tears fill my eyes, feel the tingling when those voices sing.
Come on, people,
it's time for change. Keep warm hearts in the right way. Come together and get along. From inside, join in the chorus and sing side by side. How much better would this world be? Such beautiful harmony if you live your life like a song.
Live Like a Song. That is the People Brothers Band. I'm Rocker. You are listening to Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. I am here with a whole bunch of people tonight.
Girls!
Terry Barr, she is here.
Girls rule the world. Who rules the world? Girls do.
Girls are ruling the world this week. And Jane over there in the control
Hello.
Booth. And Chloe Louise, she's
Yay!
In here.
Yay!
With us today, and we have plenty of really good stuff
about
coming
me?
Up. And I introduced you first, Terry
Oh,
Barr.
Whoopsie. I was so into the girls rule the world. I missed it. Sorry about that. Sorry, everybody.
Yeah, the girls
no
were
problem.
Ruling the world. Oh, boy. We're in for a show tonight. Well,
yes,
People
you
Brothers
are.
Band, People Brothers Band were one huge in the Mamas
oh, my
last
goodness.
Sunday. We were there. Terry, you were the host.
Mm-hmm.
It was, what did they win?
It was wonderful to see them win the overall artist of the year. This is the big one, the one that is held for the very last announcement. And there were two of the members of the band were able to be there because they had a festival all weekend out in the Driftless area. I could not even believe that somebody was there, but I'm glad they were. And then so many of us went over to the Green Room.
Oh, boy, that was fun.
Post show, that was super fun. If you haven't been, check it out. It is on Madison's East Side, and it's just a cozy, wonderful spot.
It's the former One Barrel.
It is.
The One Barrel. And John, who's married to Teresa in the People Brothers band, is the owner there.
Well,
and the bartender.
And John is just such a nice guy, too.
Oh, it was so fun.
Well, I asked him if Teresa knew they had won this big award.
Yeah.
And she had called him because somebody called her. And John said she was crying her eyes out. She was crying so hard because it was the award that has eluded them for years and years. They've won tons of Mama Awards and Whammies as well, Wisconsin Area Music Industry Awards. But this was the one she felt put that cherry on the top.
Isn't that fun to win an award like that?
I mean, it is.
That was really good. The Jimmys won that last year.
Yeah.
I think that put him in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Once
so
you win five awards, you're in the Hall of Fame.
You are out. You cannot win that anymore. Well, yeah, but then you're in the Hall of Fame, so we get to see your name of your band or your song or whatever the case may be.
You know, I got nominated for a Mama last year.
You did?
But I didn't make it past the first round of voting.
What were you nominated for?
Like on-air personality, I think.
Oh, how about that?
Oh, well.
Whoopsie, I won.
I was going to say, Terry's like beat me like every year at the on-air personality.
I've won three of the last four.
Really?
Yeah. And I'm always up against, it ends up being you, Rocker. But you know what's funny? Rocker won the Wisconsin Area Music Industry Personality.
I got it for statewide.
Oh, he kicked my butt right out of that category. So I think together we feel like we're pretty okay.
And Max Inc. Radio.
Yes.
Max Inc. Radio won. Radio station of the year.
I know.
I was just, you know, amazed by that.
Makes you very proud.
And as a little side kicker, Atwood Fest won best festival of the year.
Yeah.
Best music festival.
2 years in a row now.
That's 2 years. Mm-hmm. That's a repeat. So we're looking at a three-peat. We're the GOAT.
I would say.
Atwood Fest is the GOAT.
Yes, you are. Speaking of Atwood Fest.
Yeah, we have kind of a theme going on.
We
got the Mamas, and we've got Atwood Fest that's coming up July 26th and 27th. You can get the entire schedule at atwoodfest.com. The FAQ, there's all kinds of good information. The vendors, you can see who's going to be selling there this year.
Oh, good. Mm-hmm.
And let's check out some of the bands that are going to be at Atwood Fest. This is one I haven't played too much. This is Parker Barrow. Do you remember Parker Barrow from last year?
Oh, my goodness. And, you know, I've been tracking their shows and their songs on YouTube.
Yeah.
They just keep getting better and better.
Absolutely
incredible.
Amazing.
Yeah.
They're based in Nashville, I believe, but they're from Birmingham. Mm-hmm. Alabama.
And they bring that sassy Southern attitude.
Oh, I think they're really, really good. We're bringing them to the Clyde Stubblefield stage on Sunday, July 27th in the afternoon. Make sure to check them out. This is Parker Barrow. Make it. You're listening to Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
I'm be so ordinary, waiting for the wind to carry us away. Dreams can be so hard to gather when there's nothing left that matters anyway. Try me, try me, try me on the side. I'm
Mr. Blotto, that is Try Me. Mr. Blotto is coming to Atwood Fest. Did you know that, Terry?
No, now that one I missed.
Yeah, I missed that one too.
Ooh.
Mr. Blotto is coming to Atwood Fest.
Two
they're
for
be,
two.
They're going to be headlining the Luther Allison stage.
Okay.
And they are from Chicago.
I like the sound.
Yeah, I was just in Chicago, actually.
Oh, really?
Seeing some family, yeah.
Oh, nice. Yeah, Mr. Blotto's, they've been around for more than 3 decades.
Are you kidding?
No, they've been around a long time. They're a great, you know, Midwest regional band. They don't play a ton in Madison, so it's really fun to bring them up here. And they played Atwood Fest before, and they've really commanded a great crowd. And this time we put them kind of opposite of VO5.
Oh, no.
Wow.
So that, you know, we can kind of...
That's a bold move.
You know...
Very bold.
Right, you're going to, you know... Well, one of the things I love to do booking Atwood Fest is just make it just a miserable choice for you as far as which stage you're going to go to.
I'd say you do very
well. If you go to one stage, somewhere you're going to miss a great band on the other stage. That's just the way it's going to be, right?
Right.
And that's one of the beauties of Atwood Fest. There is so much happening in Atwood Fest this year. Mm-hmm. I think it's a great schedule. But, you know, just that Saturday on the Clyde Stubblefield stage, Rare Element, the big payback, Josh Hoyer and Soul Colossal. And remember, he was a voice finalist.
Yes, he was. Amazing. I did an interview with him the last time he played Atwood Fest.
That's
wonderful
right.
guy.
Oh, he's from Nebraska.
Yes, Lincoln, he is.
Right?
Yeah.
And Fat Function.
Now, that is a lineup.
That is a lineup band
for the ages.
Uh-huh. And then, just bring your lawn chair and just sit there because it's like that. That is just some symmetry of music. Mm-hmm.
And then VO5. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I was trying to remember who was I running into, but they said that they had... their friends had an apartment right there by the Clyde Stubblefield stage.
Yeah.
And they were just hanging out on the porch on like the sixth floor of that building. They're able to watch the show. And I love being on stage and looking up to those balconies, and you can just see people like hanging out up there. Of course, the throngs of people in front of the stage. But it is just it's such a fun venue, and it's so great that we won the MAMA this year for kind of the venue the area.
Yeah. Well, you really changed it up in the last couple of years, moving the big stage over, much more room for people.
Yes.
And that whole area just fills up. It's so much fun. It really is my favorite festival.
And the street, and you know, this year right now, if you go to the website, atwoodfest.com, you can see the schedule. Mm-hmm. You can see the facts. You know, make sure not to bring your dog. It's going to be hot on the streets.
Yeah. And the weather's often like, right now.
Yeah.
It is often.
Well, let's get to some more music here on Max Inc. Radio. This is Julian Primo, Rise Up Lazarus, and they are going to be playing again at Atwood Fest this year.
Nice.
He's from New Orleans. Max Inc. Radio, we are local music.
That Wisconsin sounded so good. It's Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. Visit Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie today. Come for the homemade food and beer and stay for the live entertainment. 132 Market Street in Sun Prairie. See the full menu and upcoming events at fullmilebeercompany.com.
It's a party on the patio at the Lazy Oaf Lounge, and you're invited. Every Tuesday at 6 p.m., it's just Merle and a girl, and Thursdays on the patio feature singer-songwriter Shelly Faith.
Well, hey, bartender, won't you pour me another?
Music starts at 5:30. It's live music on the patio at the Lazy Oaf Lounge every Tuesday and Thursday. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Find specials, menus, and more at LazyOafLounge.com. Turtle Island Dispensary has your access to products and information to improve your quality of life. Flower, topicals, extracts, gummies, mushroom spores, and growing supplies. From Acapulco Gold to Amber's Rose Petal Bath Bombs. Stop in at 831 East Johnson Street in Madison or visit the website at shopturtleisland.com. That's shopturtleisland.com.
Buying a home is a lot like eating pistachios. Some deals pop right open, some take a little effort, and some, well, some make you want to grab a hammer. That's why you need Aaron Weber Group. We do the heavy lifting so you don't break a nail or your sanity trying to crack into the housing market. We've got the perfect place where you can eat pistachios in every room. So don't shell out your life savings on a bad deal. Call Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass, today. We'll get you into a home that's nothing but perfect.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts, so we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts. Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and O'Dana Road, plus IgniteGlassandGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
This is Max Inc. Radio.
Got a new puppy? Get a new fence installed to keep those puppers safe. More than just building fences, Good Neighbor Fencing creates tailored experiences for each client. Wood, vinyl, chain link, and aluminum fences. Find Good Neighbor Fencing Company at wisconsinfencing.com or give them a call, 608-395-4546. That's 608-395-4546.
Herbal Aspect has landed. That's right. Madison's go-to cannabis destination now has a brand new location in Sun Prairie.
Wait, four locations? That's a high level of convenience.
With three Madison locations and now Sun Prairie, a great cannabis experience is always close by. Our expert staff is here to help, whether you walk in, call, or order online. Mention Radio 420 and get a special discount. So stop by Herbal Aspect in Sun Prairie, because great cannabis isn't just a pipe dream.
Nice. I'm rolling over now.
Herbal Aspect.
Noah's Ark Pet Center is a little store on Madison's north side with a lot of character, where employees really get to know you and your pet's needs. But the best part? The kittens roaming the store. It's cat therapy every day at Noah's Ark Pet Center. Ask about feline adoption services, too. It's Noah's Ark Pet Supplies, Pet Grooming, and Pet Food Center, 1289 North Sherman Avenue in Madison, or online at noahsarkpetcenter.net, a health food store for your pets.
The next time you want a pizza, try Doughboy's Pizza in Madison, a family pizza restaurant. You can taste the difference with recipes that are over 100 years old. Located in Northgate Mall in Madison for lunch and dinner takeout or delivery to Madison's north and east sides and downtown. Search Doughboy's Pizza online or call 608-467-3017. 467-3017. Treat your family to Doughboy's Pizza Madison today. Are you hungry? Let's get a tomato pie from Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Livingston Street in Madison, Monona Drive, and Main Street, Sun Prairie. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie now at salvatorestomatopies.com.
You found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Ubiquity. That is Take Back the Sun. My Woo. Name is Rocker. You are listening to Max Inc. Radio, and I am here with Jane and Chloe and Terry
hello,
Barr.
Hello.
We are having a great time. Right now in the studio with us is Take Back the Sun. Take Back the Sun is a rock band from Fort Atkinson in Janesville, and they were founded in 2019. Take Back the Sun found themselves on hiatus during the pandemic, but they resurfaced in 2021. They released their debut album, Sedamore, earlier this year, recently performing at Bratfest, the Mama Awards ceremony, Woo! And an upcoming performance that includes Summerfest, as they are finalists in Rock Onsen, the statewide high school garage band contest. Take Back the Sun's Ivan McIntyre and Hunter Hemingway are in the studio with us tonight. Ivan, Hunter, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Woo! Yo. Hey, thanks for having us.
Wow. You know, Rock Onsen, it's a high school garage band contest. And I'm wondering, if you guys are a high school band, we just had graduations. How many people in your band have graduated, and who's still behind right now?
All of us are juniors.
Juniors?
Oh. We're seniors. Yeah, we're seniors now.
You're
going to
be seniors.
Yeah, we're going to be seniors.
So the whole band is going to be up for Rock Onsen next year.
Yeah.
Wow. So you could keep doing Rock Onsen, right? Both of you? Or the whole band together?
The whole band, yeah.
Wow.
That's awesome, cool. You guys.
I think next year would be last year.
Yeah.
Juniors and now seniors. That's pretty cool. You guys are really getting going here early on.
Yes.
That's great.
Absolutely. How does that feel to know? And I'm going to use the example of the Madison Area Music Association Awards show where you just played in the middle of a bunch of other bands that have been, you know, playing around for years. And here you guys come and you jam. How did that feel?
Feels pretty good. I mean, there's a lot of things that I want to do and things that I'm going to do. And I feel like this is just like the start.
Musically, you mean?
Yeah.
In a musical career, if you were?
Yeah.
Hunter, I know I can't quite see you. We have Hunter in one studio and then we've got Ivan in the other studio. There he is. I see his face. What about you? I mean, do you have goals for where you would like to see your music and maybe even this band together go?
Well, the thing when it comes to me is that I'm not going to stay in the band after senior year. My plan, my plan is to join the Army and make a career out of that. I want to keep up with the band, see where it goes. And I do want to see it get big if that's an opportunity.
Wow. Okay, so that's an amazing announcement. From him to say, obviously he loves you guys as members of the band and he wants to continue to support. Yeah. That's wow.
And now, Ivan, well, tell us about yourself.
Yeah.
How did you get into music? Where did you get your start?
Tool. I love Tool. There's not really that much to it.
It's a one-word answer, Tool.
I mean, how did you get into music? Like, did your parents say, piano lessons, that's it, you're in. Like, how did you when I was get like, started playing your instrument?
When I was like 7, my dad showed me Tool, the band Tool. I don't know what song it was. I think it was like Vicarious.
Uh-huh.
But that's when I really got into music. And I asked if I could play guitar. And I think I started playing at like 8 or 9.
Oh my gosh.
I can't remember when. I wasn't good until like, I don't know. So, I wasn't good for a while. I had guitar, but I like didn't really play it.
Did you take lessons or did you just kind of learn your own?
I played lessons, but I wasn't really good for like 2 or 3 years. Like I didn't get anywhere.
It's going to take a little while.
Yeah, yeah.
It takes a little work. Hunter, how did you get started in music?
I was always surrounded by music. Mostly it was in the car because I was listening to the radio. It was either going to be some country stuff if I was with my mom or it was classic rock when I was with my grandpa and the classic rock more so was with me. And that's kind of where it started. And I actually started getting interested in it when I saw it. Ivan was playing guitar because that was already on my mind by then. And then I started playing probably when I was 10 or 11. Yeah, so not too long after he started.
Yeah, you started like a year after me. We started like around the same time.
So you guys kind of have come up together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, tell us about that. How did you find each other and build what you now have together. Where did it all start?
We met in kindergarten.
First day.
We're like best friends since kindergarten.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh,
you
guys.
I'm loving this story more and more.
Yeah. Oh, my.
Okay,
wow.
But then how did you become a band? What did it take to get to that point where you were like, I want to play music with this guy?
Well, I signed up for like a band, rock band camp for Napton Music Notes. Shout out to them.
That's Janesville. In Janesville, right?
Yeah.
Nice.
I think that was the last year that they did it when we did it. But I didn't know Hunter signed up, but I signed up for it. And it was like a, I think it was like a 2 month, maybe like month thing where they put you with people and you make a band and then you play like two shows or three. I think it was three shows. But that's when we met our drummer, Luke. And I think we were called Distorted.
Yeah, Distorted.
But after the band camp, it didn't really go anywhere. Mm-hmm. But after that, we took some kids from our school. We asked around, and then we started what is pretty much Take Back the Sun now, except we didn't have our drummer in it. And I think we were the Good Impression, but that was like right before the pandemic, like I think January of 2020.
Ooh,
now, you guys are from Fort Atkinson, and you would travel to Janesville for this rock camp?
Yeah.
And then since you guys are kind of younger, how do you guys kind of broach that distance between some people living in Janesville, some people living in Fort Atkinson?
Well, we used to practice in Janesville in like this... What would you call it, Hunter?
It was almost, it almost reminded me of like some sort of, I actually don't know. It's just an old, like almost warehouse, would you say?
Oh. Yeah.
Except it's not really a warehouse. It just has a bunch of sub rooms inside of it.
So you're a sub room warehouse band, not a garage band.
Yeah, right? Just about, pretty much. Yeah. We actually kind of jumped around the spots that we practiced because it used to be an old travel agency that shut down, and then Napton was using it as a storage space, and then it moved to that old warehouse-esque spot.
Oh, that's funny.
It was like the train station, or like the...
Yeah, it was by a train crossing.
Yeah.
Fun.
But then we just practiced at my house now.
Yeah. Oh, and how did the parents like that? Yeah. They like it.
Probably easier for them.
I mean, probably, yeah.
Not driving probably. Everybody everywhere. That
doesn't matter for me because I drive myself everywhere. But it's easier for me
kidding. Way. Oh man, you guys. Okay, so you are finalists now for Rock Onsen's 2025 statewide rock band competition.
Yeah.
This is exciting. Is this your second year? And then if you do it again, it could be your third year? Or is this just your first year?
This is our first
year. Okay. Well, congratulations. I mean, this is huge. It starts with tons of bands from all across the state. And then to make it to the finals to be able to play at Summerfest. What are you looking forward to?
I remember I wanted to do this in like 2019.
Oh, my God.
Like, I remember that was like a goal of mine I wanted to do.
So you're going to meet your goal this year.
Yeah.
Like next Friday afternoon.
Yeah, back when we did the band camp in like fifth grade, I was like, dang, this is cool.
Playing Summerfest. Well, how exciting is that? This is your first time playing Summerfest,
yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you are going to love the band shuttles. They get you in a band and drive you to your stage in the shuttle.
Yeah. I heard
and
that.
It's air conditioning and you're watching everybody walk around sweating their butts off. And then they're trying to look in there like, oh, is that the huge band playing at the, you know, American Family stage? So I think you're going to have fun. Now, you just played Broadfest. How was playing Broadfest? Did you have a good time?
Really, it was really fun. We played there last year, too.
Oh, nice. Nice.
You got three brats.
How does it feel, though, for you guys? And Ivan, I'm going to ask you, too, and Hunter. How does it feel when you're on these stages? I mean... One of you said to me earlier, I think it was Ivan said, we play all kinds of shows, big shows, little shows. But what does that feel like when you get on some of these bigger stages?
It's a really good feeling. I like the bigger shows because I feel like I can emote more.
Yeah.
And there's more of like a crowd and I feel like I get in tune with the crowd.
Hunter, what about you?
I'm about in the same boat with him. You know, usually bigger stages means bigger crowds and bigger crowds. you like to get moving a bit more.
Mm-hmm. More fun.
Yeah.
Well, recently, Take Back the Sun released your debut album, Cedamore. Mm-hmm. Where was that recorded at?
Cedamore. Yeah. Cedamore. I recorded that in my house.
What? Oh, your basement studio kind of thing?
Yeah.
Wow. On my Mac recorded.
Wow, nice. So what's new on the horizon for you guys?
Yeah, tell us more.
We got like a lot of new music. Like I make so many demos, but the problem is like we don't, because of all the shows we're doing, we don't really have time to like integrate them into our set. So right now I have like 5 songs with lyrics that I'm like trying to teach to the band. Because for the most part, I write the songs and then I show them to the band. Sometimes we like, there's a riff that someone will play, like, oh, I like that. Let's do a jammer. Sometimes it's a lot more spontaneous like that.
Yeah, it happened today.
Yeah, we made a riff today. I'm going to go home and I'm going to make another demo.
That's he actually great. Already has like half of the demo done. He showed it to me on the car right here, and he's just got to refine it when he gets home today.
Prolific. Yeah.
That is so amazing. Yeah. I feel like really proud of you guys.
Thank you.
You know,
thank
and I've you. Seen you in action on a decent sized stage in front of a great crowd that really was digging your music.
Yeah, it was a nice crowd.
Yeah, it really was. Okay, so you've got some upcoming shows. The Star Spangled Saturday in Janesville, that's June 28th. Fort Atkinson Summer Charity Concert Series, July 30th. And the Fort Atkinson Community Picnic, August 2nd. And you're going to be playing all kinds of different community events. And, of course, we've mentioned Summerfest, which you're playing next Friday.
June 27th.
Yep. At, I believe we said, 1:45?
Yep.
Why should people come see you? What would you hope they get from you guys?
It's a really nice experience. You get to hear our music. And, well, if you like music, then I don't know what to say.
Well, where can we see all your events online? How can we follow you guys?
TakeBackTheSun.com.
Nice. I love it.
That's easy.
Ivan, Hunter, thank you so much for taking the time to come in the studio tonight. We really appreciate it. Yeah. Let's listen to you.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank you for getting us in here.
You guys are great.
Our
Keep
pleasure.
It up. Keep it up.
Well, let's listen to one more song from your debut album, Cedamore. This song is called With You. Tell us about the song before we listen.
It's about falling in love.
Ooh. That's deep.
Just another silly love song? All right.
I just want to say that this was one of those songs where we just made a riff in practice and we created it off of that. We actually made this during a practice.
Yeah. Oh, nice.
We wrote it in 2 hours.
Yeah.
Very good.
Okay, I can't wait to hear this song now.
Playing at Summerfest, June 27th. It's Take Back the Sun. This is one of their new songs. With you, you're listening to Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Today I have a newfound worth. The sun seems brighter. I spent so long searching the earth, but now it seems brighter. I've been in an endless cycle of pain. My head's hung down in the rain. When I thought I had nothing to gain, I fell in love again with you. I have a purpose, your voice relieves me, you complete me.
Well, that was Take Back the Sun, wasn't it?
That was with you. That was one of their new songs. And I'm Rocker here with Jane.
Hello.
Right there. And Terry Barr. Hi. Welcome back from your vacation.
Oh, thanks.
Wow, you had a heck of a vacation.
You know,
in Europe. You were in Amsterdam. You were in Iceland.
Yes, one of your favorite places.
Oh, that is one of my favorite places
in the world. It was astounding. You know, it really, the beauty of the fjords. I didn't get it until I saw it.
Yeah.
You know, the fjords created by glaciers. And we still did see one active glacier.
Wow.
There are hardly any left anywhere because of climate change. But
and
it
you
was
took a
incredible.
Boat. You were on a boat.
We were
a
on a
cruise.
Big ship. Yeah, wow. It was 18-story ship.
Wow.
That's like a hotel on the water. And I would always say I am never going on a ship that big. And it was fun. I'm glad I did it. I don't know if I would do it that size again.
Yeah.
That's a lot of people that you're then fighting with to get to dinner or the pool or, you know, whatever the case may be. But we also met a ton of wonderful people. And the entertainment, the music was incredible.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of incredible music, Atwood Fest is coming.
I was just about to say, you took the words right out of my mouth.
I know it.
July 26th and 27th. And one of the people playing there, one of the bands, she used to be just a legend here in the Madison music scene. She moved away to Kansas City to be a professor in chemistry. But she's coming back here to Wisconsin for Atwood Fest.
I can't wait to see
July 26th and 27th. Go to atwoodfest.com to find the full schedule. This is Kelsey Miles.
Yeah.
Fool. Woo-hoo. Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
You are listening to 93.5 The Tap.
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls. W228EP Eau Claire.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour. Sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Peter King. Two U.S. stealth bombers are headed to Guam, officials telling CBS News they could play a role in the war between Israel and Iran. Here's Pentagon correspondent Charlie Daggett.
The deployment comes as the Trump administration is weighing up options of whether to join Israel's fight against Iran. The B-2 is uniquely capable of carrying not just one, but two of the 30,000-pound weapons known as the MOP, or Massive Ordnance Penetrator, thought to be one of the only weapons capable of doing serious damage to Iran's nuclear facilities deep in the subterranean mountain compounds.
We're learning that there have been minor injuries among Americans in Israel. Reporter Steve Lindy is in Jerusalem.
The U.S. State Department has announced that several American citizens were likely wounded in an Iranian missile strike on Israel. There are no reports of U.S. fatalities since the Iran-Israel war began on the